This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Thursday was a day of quiet ceremony in the Senate chamber as Congress opened the third ever impeachment trial of a president in U.S. history. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms began the proceedings, and House prosecutors formally presented the impeachment articles.
Article 1, abuse of power.
Another on obstructing Congress.
The Escort Committee will now conduct the Chief Justice of the United States to the dais.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
All 100 senators will be jurors.
Do you solemnly swear?
And John Roberts had them recite an oath to do impartial justice. Democrats like Mazie Hirono say they want to hear the president defend himself.
We've heard nothing except him calling it a witch hunt.
Not long after, he used another favored phrase in rejecting the impeachment bid.
A phony hoax.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump is disparaging claims by Lev Parnas, a former associate of his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani, that he was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Senate has passed a new, long-delayed North American Free Trade Agreement. We get the details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement cruised through the Senate.
The yeas are 89. The nays are 10.
Improving the North American Free Trade Agreement was a key part of President Trump's campaign in 2016. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says people in Mexico and Canada buy $500 billion worth of American goods and services every year.
That includes more than a quarter of all the food and agricultural products grown here in the United States.
President Trump complained NAFTA encouraged companies to move their manufacturing plants south of the border. He is expected to sign the USMCA bill next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is reported to be asking the Pentagon to pay for nearly 483 kilometers of border wall as part of a drug-fighting effort. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Insiders say the Pentagon is reviewing a request that it pay for 270 miles of border wall, along with lighting and roads, from counter-narcotics funding. Most Democrats in Congress oppose the use of military funding for wall construction. They say the president is planning to steal $7.2 billion in counter-narcotics and military construction funding to pay for the wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for. The Supreme Court this summer allowed the president to use military funding. It's estimated $12 billion has gone for wall construction, and billions more have been requested. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia's ruling party on Thursday unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, a man with almost no political profile. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has details.
Former Premier Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet stepped down on Wednesday, making way for Mikhail Mishustin, the 53-year-old head of the tax service. He has little public profile except having been known to play ice hockey with Putin and had not been spoken of as a potential candidate. These factors are seemingly part of Putin's strategy to open up opportunity to diminish the powers of the presidency and beef up those of the prime minister. Analysts have called Mishustin a technocratic placeholder. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters reporting. A good report on December retail sales helped push stock prices to new records on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow was up 0.92% to 29,297.64. The S&P gained 0.84% to close at 3,316.89, while the NASDAQ added 1.06%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.